Welcome to the First Church Orlando podcast. Here you will find recordings of weekly sermons, devotions, interviews, and seminar recordings from the First United Methodist Church of Orlando. For more information about First Church Orlando, please visit our website at firstchurchorlando.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians, from the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 26. The Apostle Paul writes, "I received a tradition from the Lord, which I also handed on to you. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me.' He did the same thing with the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Every time you drink it, do this to remember me.' Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes." This is the word of God for the people of God. And now, O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we all know that a new year starts on January 1st, a new fiscal year. In the church, actually, the new year starts with the first Sunday of Advent. That's kind of how we observe the year. But in my heart, in all truth, I always think of the beginning of a new year as starting with a new academic year. If you have a child in school, if you're a teacher, even think about many of the activities lots of us are involved in that kind of stop for the summer. It's as the new school year starts that things really start again. And so here we are on the eve of what is, I think, for many of us, the beginning of a new school year. And so a beginning is an opportunity to think on about starting again, thus our series Refresh. As we begin this new school year, at least this new year of church programming, we're talking about how to refresh. You may have noticed the symbol that has been around the church. It's on the screen. It's that refresh symbol that you see in the toolbar in your internet browser on your computer screen. It's an icon that you click when you need to refresh the information on your screen, bringing up the most current information. If you are trying to keep track of the scores of multiple games, you might refresh your internet browser to bring up the up-to-minute scores. If you're waiting for an email that's that really important piece of information for that crucial business deal, you might be hitting refresh. Where is that email? If you are watching the stock market to see how your stocks are doing on a particular volatile day, you might be hitting the refresh button. If you're just obsessed with social media, you might hit the refresh button a lot. Or if you're keeping track of the latest political scandal, things are moving fast, you may be hitting the refresh button. But the internet, of course, is only one way that we need to refresh. To refresh is bigger than just the most recent data. A lot of times we need to refresh different aspects of our lives. We all have that human tendency to get stuck in old routines, trapped in ruts, stuck in the mud. Sometimes we just start living our lives kind of on autopilot, going through the motions. We get distracted from our true stated priorities, not really living by them. Or sometimes we're living according to a set of information that just isn't accurate. Sometimes we need to refresh the way we live our lives, the way we think, and especially our spiritual lives. Our spiritual lives need refreshing sometimes, don't they? It's not unusual for our spiritual lives to get a little stale, to have forgotten those good spiritual habits that haven't been habits for a while. Regularly attending worship, regularly giving, regularly participating in a small group, readily praying and reading our Bibles. Sometimes we get distracted from our spirituality. Sometimes we get trapped in patterns of sin. Sometimes we haven't thought about God in minutes, hours, days. Sometimes God seems far away, but in reality, maybe we're the ones who are far away. We need occasionally to refresh. And wouldn't it be great if refreshing every part of our life was as simple as clicking an icon on our computer screen? Just waiting a few moments, depending on the speed of your processor, and then all of a sudden everything is new and fresh again. It's not that easy, is it? Change requires some intentionality and effort on our part. But thankfully, when it comes to spiritual refreshing, we have a good, able, ready partner in God. You will notice over the coming weeks that each of the refresh sermons, like the word refresh itself, will begin with the prefix R-E, refresh. The prefix R-E in front of any word means to return or to repeat or to do it again. And so as in refresh, we're looking to become fresh or new again. Other words in this series will be return, refract, reconcile, relax, resist, and refrain. And today's word is remember. Remember, to call to memory again or afresh. When we remember, we are recalling a memory or a thought or an idea that isn't actively in our minds, but now we have remembered it and brought it into our conscious awareness, our present thought. It may be something you just haven't thought about for a long time. It may be something you've forgotten entirely, sort of like all those things I was taught in high school chemistry or physics. They're gone. But then something triggers us, right? A picture, something that seems familiar, and it brings back to our memory possibly something long forgotten. Remembering is a major theme throughout Scripture. Remember, before the Bible was ever written down into the form that we have it today, these stories from Scripture were oral traditions for generations. That means they were passed on through storytelling. I always imagine a campfire at night before everyone went to bed, remembering and retelling these ancient stories. We remember them, right? The Passover and other Jewish festivals were for the purpose of annually remembering how God had moved in Jewish history. Scripture tells us over and over to remember the covenants that God entered with Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Moses and us. Scripture tells us over and over to remember the laws and precepts of God and to meditate on them. We're to remember the acts of God and tell the next generation about them so they won't forget God. We're told to remember God in times of trouble, that God is a rock and a shelter, and ever faithful. And when we fall into patterns of sin, we are reminded to remember our sinfulness and to ask God for forgiveness and to remember God's faithfulness in giving grace. Biblical remembering is more than just recalling old data or old information or something you were once told. Biblical remembering is a little deeper than that. It brings to conscience three things: a reminder of who we are, whose we are, and how God has called us to live our lives. It brings into my present awareness, my identity in Christ, the reality of both my human frailty and sinfulness and God's faithful grace, and that I am called to be a person who lives their life like Christ. Biblical remembering is a reminder that we are so often overwhelmed with information from the world that runs contrary to the messages of God, that our worth is contingent upon things like our beauty or our wealth or our success, or that we're to live by the world's values and priorities when we're told to be not of this world. Without spiritual remembering, we have the risk of losing ourselves, forgetting that God is the creator, that God made everything, including us, that God made us for lives of purpose and meaning, that we are each one of us lifelong recipients of God's amazing grace, that God is always with us, that we are members of a heavenly kingdom, that we were made for eternity, and that life, every part of our lives, are essentially, fundamentally spiritual. Without opportunities to remember, we run the risk of spiritual amnesia. So I want to invite you for a moment to remember, to think back over your life and to think of times that God has been with you in ways that you've been aware. Moments when you have felt God's faithfulness. Moments when you have known God's strength lifting you and sustaining you. Moments that you have experienced a forgiveness that you know you did not deserve. Moments that you've known beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are eternally loved. Pope Francis says, without memory, we uproot ourselves from the soil that nourishes us and allow ourselves to be carried off like leaves in the wind. However, if we do remember, we connect with our strongest bonds and feel part of a living history. You remember the old cartoon movie from Disney, The Lion King? It's about 30 years old now. It was the first movie I ever took my daughter to. She sat on my lap through the whole thing. In case you don't remember it or don't know it, the movie is about a couple lions, a number of lions. One is named Simba, a young lion cub who runs off into the bush when he thinks he's responsible for his father's death, King Mufasa. He is the rightful king now, and yet he is hiding away, not fulfilling his duty. And one night, his father, King Mufasa, comes to him in a vision. This is my best Ezra Earl Jones voice. No, it's not. Mufasa says, Simba, you have forgotten me. And Simba says, no, how could I? Mufasa says, you have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. Simba asks, how can I go back? I'm not what I used to be. Mufasa says, remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king. Remember who you are. When's the last time you paused to remember who you are, who God says you are? Remember who you are. A person made by the hands of God from the dust of the ground, filled with God's very breath and spirit. You are loved, you are forgiven, you are redeemed. Remember whose you are. You are a child of the Creator of the universe, made in the Creator's image and likeness. Remember how we are called to live as citizens of a heavenly kingdom devoted to love, justice, fairness, righteousness, and faithfulness. Sister Joan Chittister writes, we have forgotten the findings of the mystics of every religion, that God is with us always. Always, God is seeking us, waiting for us to respond. In many United Methodist churches, the first Sunday of the month is a Communion Sunday, and there is something about Communion Sundays that are particularly meaningful when we think about remembering. In fact, many altars include the word remember. Do this in remembrance of me. In just a few moments, we'll gather here at the table. We'll kneel here at the altar rail as we receive symbols of Christ's sacrificial death, symbols of his great eternal love for us. You'll hear the words, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This is the cup of a new covenant, covenant of grace and forgiveness and love. Take and drink in remembrance of me. As we come forward, as we kneel, as we hear these words, as we reflect on the sacrifice of Christ, as we taste, as we see, as we recall and confess our own sinfulness and need for grace, as we remember who we are, whose we are, and how we're called to live, God meets us here. We also remember who God is, as is uniquely revealed to us in the person of Jesus. During Holy Communion, I often observe that for many of us, including myself, the experience of receiving the sacrament is a deeply personal experience. After all, we're handed a piece of bread for only us to eat and a little bit of juice for only us to drink. It's a moment that many times we close our eyes and bow our head and have a personal moment of prayer. But today, I want to invite you, instead of closing your eyes, to look up and to look around. Because remembering is essentially communal. We don't just remember for ourselves alone, we remember together. I mean, isn't that the purpose of having a weekly worship experience? To withdraw from the world and its demands and its pressures and to gather with people of like faith and belief and to remember who God is together. To bring our collective attention to God, to reflect on these ancient stories together, to be strengthened by our mutual faith in remembering the goodness of God. Some days I need you to remember for me because my memory is fading. Some days you need me to remind you of what you already know. We do it together. I know we could stay home and sing hymns all by ourselves, maybe in the shower. We can say our own individual prayers. We can read our Bibles on our own. We can do those things without coming here on days like this. And yet, isn't it true that there's something about remembering that's more meaningful when we do it together? We need each other in order to rise to the heights that God calls us to come. Alone, I forget. I bet you do too. We forget who we are, whose we are, and how we're called to live. Marcus Borg once wrote, "We need to be part of a community of memory that affirms a vision of life very different from modern culture." Reflecting on her own conversion to Christianity and the importance of food in that conversion, Sarah Miles says the Lord's Supper showed us how to remember what had been dismembered by human attempts to separate and divide, judge and cast out, select or punish. But at the table, sharing food, we were brought into the ongoing work of making creation whole. That's who we're called to be. And so today, as you come for communion, open your eyes, look up and see what God is doing among us. Look at the bread and the juice as symbols of Christ's love. Look at your brothers and your sisters, your neighbors around you, sharing your faith, sharing your need for spiritual refreshment, sharing in the same need for God's grace, sharing love that we have for one another and for God. remembering, just as we all need to remember. Look up and through spiritual eyes see Christ present among us, working in and through each of us. Look up, remember, and be refreshed. Let us pray. And so, God, I pray that as we come to your table today, that you would awaken memories in us. Help us to remember all of the times you have touched our lives, all of the times you've been present when we've been conscious of it and not. Promises yet to be fulfilled. Awaken memory in us today. Help us to bring into this present moment your grace, your love, your faithfulness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast and that you will listen again in the future. If you enjoyed today's message, we hope you'll subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and share it with others on social media. For more information about First Church Orlando, please visit our website at firstchurchorlando.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If this podcast is a valuable resource to you, we invite you to give to this ministry by making a financial contribution at firstchurchorlando.org/give. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.